A woman alive is pulled from the rubble of a hotel in Padang, Indonesia. The brunt of Wednesday's 7.6 magnitude earthquake, which originated in the sea off Sumatra Island, appeared to have been borne by Padang. The death toll throughout Indonesia is over 700 and thousands are homeless. The region was jolted by another powerful earthquake Thursday morning, causing damage but no currently reported fatalities. More than 500 buildings, including hotels, schools, hospitals, and a mall, were destroyed or damaged in Padang. Thousands of people were believed to be trapped in the rubble. This young man was rescued from a collapsed building.
The quake was very powerful and devastating. Thanks to God, I have only been rescued this morning from the quake that happened yesterday.
Here, a fire burns out of control following the quake. The quake was so powerful that it caused buildings to sway hundreds of miles away in Malaysia and Singapore. In Padang, as the Wednesday quake struck, thousands of frantic residents fled in cars and motorbikes honking horns. They feared the quake would trigger a tsunami, but no giant waves struck.
113 people have been killed.
In Samoa and American Samoa, they are cleaning up from tsunami waves that struck and flooded oceanside villages following a powerful undersea earthquake Tuesday.
As rescuers reach remote areas, this footage from the southern coast of Samoa's main island, Upolu.
In Jesus' name, we rebuke all of this. Come on, Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ, please give us the power to...
Yes, give us the power
to endure what is going on.
Video recording as tsunami waves hit American Samoa. The photographer said prayers, knowing that lives were in peril. In this Samoan seaside village, the country's prime minister said at least 15 houses were swept away. This woman lost her four children in the waves.
Samoa needs help. And because all of my house is damaged and everything, so please, we need your help urgently.
At least 120 people died in South Pacific Islands from the tsunami waves. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration created a computer simulation of the Samoan earthquake's effects on the Pacific Ocean. The tsunami waves were most damaging closest to the quake, but they did impact beaches up to 15 hours later and stretched the entire breadth of the world's largest ocean. Experts claim it generated waves that raced toward American Samoa at speeds as fast as a jumbo jet. It all started with the type of earthquake that tends to generate strong tsunamis because one tectonic plate is moving against another. American Samoa was close to the epicenter, about 125 miles. And the earthquake occurred at a depth of 6 miles, which was deep enough to allow the waves to race across the ocean. Put that all together, and there was less than 25 minutes between the ground shaking and the first tremendous waves swamping the beaches of Samoa.